Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
An extremely negative day for the wheat futures as the Chicago December wheat went down 14 and a quarter cents. It looks like they're going to settle about 465 and three quarters, down 13 and three quarters. That market made new contract lows this morning, breaching those previous lows from yesterday and then about three trading days ago. With that, you get continued sell stops as the long liquidation continues to add to that hedge fund. Short position. They're estimated to be short about 125 million bushels of wheat. And as the market makes new lows, they'll probably increase that number. Kansas City wheat, same thing. Yesterday's low was 71.5. Today they went down 7.75 to $4.67. So new contract lows across the board for the wheat futures. Now corn down 6 cents, not quite to new lows. 361.5 for the December corn. News that Informa Economics, which we'll talk about in a minute, was negative for corn and a little bit negative for beans. January beans and November beans both down 5.25 cents. That puts November to close at 8.68 3/4. So a really negative day for the grains. Some of the outside impactors, such as the dollar, is up 54 points in September, 96.38. Dollar goes up, it usually pressures grain futures and the export market.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Several reports today. We kicked off this morning at 7:30 with both exports and the Stats Canada report. Exports for wheat were as expected, 277,000 metric tons. Corn, old crop, right in the middle of the range, but new crop was below the range. New crop corn, 328,000, but we were expecting 500 to 700. And then beans on the old crop, a net reduction of 60,000, which was as expected. And then new crop was 1.5 million from the beans, expecting 700 to 900. So it was extremely bullish for new crop soybeans. The next report was Stats Canada, July 31st stocks report. It was larger than expected at 7.1 million metric tons. The average guess was 6.5 million. Last year it was 10.45 million. So it was less than last year, but about 600,000 larger than expected. So that added to the bear fire on this morning's wheat sell-off. And then mid-morning we had Informa Economics' latest corn production estimate, which was pretty big at 13.688 million bushels. That's a little bit bigger than what the USDA suggested. Informa used 168.8 bushels and 88.9 million acres, so bigger than expected.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, October live cattle up 37 at 141.60, December up 55 at 143.87. October feeder cattle up 102 at 197.32, November up 57 at 188.20. October lean hogs down 32 at 69.45, and December down 65 at 64.02. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat down 7 at 467 3/4, March down 6 3/4 at 482. December Chicago wheat wheat down 13 and three quarters at 465 and a quarter. December corn down 6 at 361 and a half. March down 5 and three quarters at 373. November soybeans down 4 and a half at 869 and a half. January down 4 and a half at 873 and a half. October cotton down 6 at 6312. December up 27 at 6276. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.